Hello and welcome everybody. As you know, on this series, me and Deepthi talk about AWS and data science and how can we use various different services of AWS to make a life of a data science easy. So today in our conversations, we've got AWS Athena. So hey Deepthi, how do you feel?
Hey, hi Kali. So yeah, it's very interesting to speak about Athena because this as a service is going to be a very handy tool for most of our data scientists while dealing with different kinds of data, especially when it comes to big data.
You know what? I mean, in data science, I've typically always used computer vision, playing with images, a lot of it. And SQL, I've done it before when I was used to do C++ programming, but never did really the querying thing on a data science aspect because I didn't work with structured data. So what is the importance that SQL or querying is for a data scientist?
So ideally, when you're dealing with small data, day-to-day data with small problems, you ideally will not encounter this problem of using some other service for querying your data because Pandas data frame does it for you most of the job. But think about it when you're dealing with big data, when you're talking about terabytes of data. That's where Pandas will definitely not support you. It is going to fail. You cannot store the whole data into a data frame. So that's where Athena comes into handy. And Athena comes into handy because you are not, you can scan the amount of data which is required by you. So you query only what you want rather than not seeing all the features or all the columns of the data.
Okay. In fact, I was surprised the first time I used Athena, right? I used it because Pandas gave up. I never saw Pandas giving up. It's just the number of rows were like 1.5 gigabytes of CSV and then Pandas just gave
that
up.
That must be a streaming data.
Yeah, right. That's the IoT data that I was dealing with. So that's when Athena whole thing came into picture.
True.
So for our viewers or for our listeners who have no idea as to what Athena is, how do you describe Athena?
So in a layman's language, I should say it's a simple query platform. That's it. So you have a database, the size doesn't matter, and then you want to query something from that. Athena is the best resource where you can go to. And then the best part of Athena is you could actually integrate this Athena service with many other Amazon services. So that is where it makes your life easy.
Mm. So I think that's the difference of between using a SQL server or an Oracle server and Athena.
Exactly. Here it is serverless. So you don't have you don't have to spin up a server first of all.
That's the most beautiful thing I like about AWS, the serverless aspect. Anything they make it, they just kind of make it serverless.
Exactly. You just drop your files in the S3 bucket. That is where your files are sitting. And then you start creating your own database with your own names and then start querying on Athena.
Hey, that's an interesting point. See, I think a lot of the listeners who might think like the AWS S3 service is like a Google Drive or is like a Dropbox account. You just put files and then all you could read is file names. But tell me more about it. Like how is dumping files into S3 different? And how do you think you could actually start querying the data inside the files using Athena?
See, the whole point of this using Athena, the whole structure is built very beautifully. So for instance, let us talk about CSV files. You dump, say you have CSV files, 10 CSV files, okay? And you just go dump them into your S3 bucket. Ideally, if I don't have Athena in place, I would go open each of the files to understand what is the metadata in the file, what is the data corresponding data in the files. But whereas I use this AWS service, Athena, I can start querying from all the 10 files at once. And to have this interface, there's something else called AWS Glue, where they use a crawler, where it keeps reading all the files, all the 10 files at once. It understands the metadata and then helps Athena to query data from there.
Hmm. That's quite interesting. So it means like I am just dumping files, CSV files. Mm-hmm. I could name them anything.
Yeah.
But AWS actually knows what's inside those files.
Exactly, because it is just crawling over the metadata, understanding what is the metadata there.
Hmm. So what do you use to get the metadata?
This is AWS Glue, which is another service from Amazon Web Services. And within the Glue, you use a crawler.
Yeah, because I know I've used Glue in order to do some ETL operations, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So this is nice. So crawler is interesting because, so which means in a runtime environment, your customers can be uploading any kind of files, CSV files.
Exactly.
And you would still know what the metadata is.
And I think, let me just correct you, it's not just CSV files, you could use any other formats, like you could upload your JSON files, you could upload all these special columnar formats, like for, as you said, you were working with IoT streaming data. So this data comes in Parquet formats, Avro formats. So these are the kind of formats which are also supported by both GlueCrawler and also by Athena.
Awesome. So I think so. That's where I think it it makes the life of a data scientist very easy, right? Because my most of my headache is try to get all this data, structure it, and then finally try to read it using a data frame. So now you are saying Athena makes it really easy because you just dump the files and then you just start querying across them like you query as if they are in the database.
Exactly. A basic EDA is taken care of. So you have a data set completely. So you are having a dump of it. So directly using Athena, you could do your basic EDA.
Oh, very nice. Okay, that's good. So if it is serverless, right? So what is the, like, let's talk about the costing of Athena,
mm-hmm.
because some of the services in AWS, you just burn your hands if you forget them to turn them off. So, so what is it with the costing of Athena?
So at least as of today, as far as I know, Athena charges approximately $5 for one TB data scanning. So basically, Athena work model is they charge for how much of a data you scan.
Like, okay, so in my S3 bucket, if I've got 1 terabytes of data, and if I'm you doing a select star query,
mm-hmm.
so which means Athena is going to charge me like $5.
Correct. So it'll, because you're scanning 1 TB of data, but there's a tip there. You could actually go ahead and optimize your cost. So you say you have 1 TB of data, but ideally your query doesn't need all the 1 TB to be scanned. Sometimes maybe you just need 2 or 3 features of the whole data set to be scanned. So you, in Athena query, you just mention the columns what you're interested and it scans only that. So you're actually optimizing your costs.
So yeah, so let's talk a little more about it. Like what kind of optimizations would you do, and what would you advise your data scientists to just work with the queries as if they cost less?
So one thing what I suggest is, if we are talking about IoT streaming data, this is where IoT streaming data or any streaming data for that matter, that is where you have huge amounts of data. So if you can get the data in these columnar formats, when I'm talking about columnar formats, there are these Parquet formats or Avro formats. So that is where you can query only the columns which you are interested in, rather than scanning the whole chunk of data. That's one option. And the second option what I can think of is have data in partitions. So again, let me go back to this example of streaming data, and maybe you're interested in understanding what is happening at the end of every 1 week, or say at the end of every 1 month. So then store your data in such a manner, like you have partitions for every week, every month. So then you query only on small amounts of data. So that is how you are going to optimize your ultimate cost of Athena.
That's brilliant. So which means the way in which we structure our S3 bucket and then create the folders inside,
mm-hmm.
will also help me optimize the cost of Athena.
Oh, definitely. And how do you structure all this depends on the output from where you're getting. So if it is from IoT Sitewise, for instance, that is where you structure your data beforehand so that you could optimize your cost on the other servers.
Excellent. Now let's also talk, before we close, let's also talk about the integrations, right? How, where all can you integrate Athena into?
So as I said, first and foremost is you have your chunk data and you're doing your basic EDA. That is where Athena comes as a handy tool. And then you think about big data where you're using services like EMR, Spark and all. So that is where you could use Athena as an add-on to query your data. And I could also think about advanced analytics, where you just want to create dashboards from your data. So you create a query as to what you want and then link it to services like QuickSight or Grafana, and there you go. Whatever the query output is directly shown as a dashboard.
Amazing. So you're telling me that I've got data in S3,
right.
which is like a streaming data,
mm-hmm.
and then I could build a Grafana query. Like I could build an Athena query on Grafana, and then I could visualize the data which is in my S3 bucket.
Exactly. So you're integrating 3 or 4 services there.
Well, that makes life so easy, which means for any kind of data lake kind of a setup, you have a direct visualizer because Athena works in the background in order to get the structured data from your S3 data lake.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. That's a great point, guys. I think more to know, but again, we would not like to go on about Athena. There are a lot of things that Athena can do. We just kind of gave you a brief introduction. If you are a data scientist or if you are a data engineer who's trying to understand the data lake concepts and trying to present data, maybe Athena is a sure shot bet for you. And anything else, Deepthi, what do you think about the closing points before we close the podcast?
Well, I think everyone should at least go and get some hands on Athena, because these days we are dealing with so much of big data around us. So I think it's worthwhile spending some time to get some hands on Athena.
Awesome. So that's all for this episode, guys. Next week, we'll come back with something else on AWS. Until then, signing off.